Edmund Sheet Metal. Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Kelly there?
Can you ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Cardiff? What's Cardiff?
It's Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank Frank.
Cardiff.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird on the phone.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Yeah, we're a business bank out here in San Diego. And I was trying to get in touch, you know, with Kelly. It was about some financing through Wells Fargo back in 2012.
What about it?
Yeah, it was, based on that financing, we did send out, some mail to the business. It was 3422 Olympic Street. Is that correct? Yeah, do you handle the mail by any chance?
I do.
Okay, you know, maybe you've seen it's a white envelope with a gold crown in the upper left-hand corner. Yeah, we addressed it for Kelly. I'm not sure if she, did receive it or had any questions. Is she available?
No. Was there something? I mean, because we don't bank at Wells Fargo anymore.
Oh, okay. Not really sure if you guys, did change or anything like that. Is there, like, an office manager, something like that around I could speak with?
I am the office manager.
Oh, okay. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
That's why I know all the answers.
Yeah, I know. Okay, what was your name? I'm sorry.
It's okay. We don't bank at Wells Fargo anymore.
Right. Okay, yeah, we sent, some offers to the business. We do equipment financing, working capital, and it was, based on that financing through Wells Fargo in the past. We like to work with businesses with a strong borrowing history. So we wanted to reach out and see what you guys had planned, this year for equipment or capital.
We're doing everything through Chase now. So.
Right. Okay. I know you mentioned that. Do you have like lines of credit with Chase?
We do.
Okay. And do you use them, normally for materials when you flip them, or is it more for emergencies?
It's more just for cash flow.
Right. Just cash flow. Okay. And we have, working capital programs. That we can generally free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue, as unsecured cash. So, like, what's the limit on your current line right now?
250.
Okay. And how much you guys usually use that or have used?
Lately, none.
Non-zero, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's good. So, it's good to have, as a backup. And I know you guys probably, do you have like a net 30 turnaround, with your customers or, receivables?
No.
No?
No, we're a specialty contractor.
Oh, okay.
We're lucky if we get 60.
Oh, no kidding. Wow. Yeah. 60, what about, so you guys even go up to 90, I'm guessing then too?
Yep.
Wow, that's so tough on the business. And is that what you...
It is.
It is, like, is that a, just the way the industry's going, or are these bigger?
Well, if owners don't pay generals can't pay their subs.
Right.
So it starts with the owners, and I have no idea what their problem is.
Right. It's like the trickle effect. And they kind of like, make that that statement like, yeah, you can take the work or you don't, right? They just find someone else to do it. That's
right. And that's in the contract. Tough. You don't get paid till we get paid.
Right. So. Yeah, I know that's definitely a tough position to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. How fast do you guys normally turn over, your inventory over there?
Well, we don't really have any inventory. Like I said, we're a specialty contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So we install architectural sheet metal onto new buildings.
Oh, okay. So you guys just kind of... That's all in the, the purchase order, the job order. You guys include materials, everything, and just
It's all buy as needed.
Okay. No, that's great. So like I said, we do working capital. I didn't know if you guys turn over inventory or, there's certain times where there's discounts you like to take advantage of. But, these generally are. definitely... Want to see if you had any needs or anything. Do you guys use like equipment over there? I'm not really too familiar with the industry.
Yeah, we use equipment, but we usually rent it.
Oh, okay. Why do you guys usually rent, if you don't mind me asking?
The equipment's expensive.
Right, and do you just not use...
A boom lift will run $150,000,
$200,000.
Uh-huh. And we don't always need a particular boom lift. We need maybe a 50-footer for this job and a 75-footer for the next job. And we can't justify owning that much equipment when it's just cheaper and easier to rent, because if it breaks, we send it back and get a different one.
Right. And that is the, you know, the upside to it. To renting, you don't have to worry about when it breaks. But also, I mean, if you guys had that too, you could rent it out as well, you know.
But we use it too much.
Right. You're constantly using it.
Yeah. And then so with have the, a whole bunch of the rental agreements and making sure that people return it in the same condition, and we just don't have that kind of people or staff to do that kind of stuff with. So.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Well, yeah, do you have, you know, an email I can send you some info you guys keep on file in case something does come up, you know?
Sure. It's office.
Okay.
It's deadmansheetmetal.com.
Okay. Sheetmetal.com?
Yep.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send that over, and yeah, I'll just check back in toward the end of the year, see how things are going over there for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye. Bye.